Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Wow, what a cheap shot there at Dave Harrigan. By the way, I have a cookie for each one of you.
The cookie that's coming out of a bag that I don't know where the bag has been?
My ex-wife made it. It's tremendous.
Okay. Peanut butter blossom. You have to have it.
Okay, it's illegal not to eat it. If you say your ex-wife made it, I'll eat it.
She is a phenomenal cook. And by the way, she's not locked in the dungeon like Sean is, by the way.
I have photographic evidence that Sean loves me. We went to a Christmas party.
He has no choice.
We went to a Christmas party. I'm going to text both of y'all. We went to a Christmas party,
not good,
and he was all up on me. He was all up on me. Somebody had to pull him off of me.
It wasn't
just
the CCO party, I noticed.
No, it was not.
Yeah, why weren't you there?
You know I'm not going up in a Minneapolis club. Don't play with me.
That's why I wasn't there.
Because I wasn't going to be there?
Solidarity?
It had nothing to do with the fact I was in Palm Desert playing golf. So, while you're sending me this picture.
Yes.
Last Thursday, I was involved in this research and development, very important project in Palm Desert, California.
He was golfing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I failed frequently at the research and development. Okay. Let's just be honest. You came in during this show.
During this show because I didn't know you were doing research and development. I thought you'd be here.
But you thought I would want you to quote the great Leon Black, causing ruckus.
He brought the ruckus.
Baby.
You always bring the ruckus.
I bring the
ruckus. So you and Lynch are making all sorts of noises.
I brought Mike Lynch out of retirement. We had a ladder. We had a
drill. Do you know how quick you would have been thrown out of this room?
We had a screwdriver. We had lights. We put up a tree.
5 seconds.
We had ornaments. We went around the pole. We had tape. Yeah. Henry Lake was so gracious to us. I'm so glad you were not here. Dave, were we making all kind of noise? And you know, Mike, he don't know how to whisper. So he was yelling across the studio. Shaletta, bring me that. Bring
I'm
me those
aware.
Nails. Shaletta, bring me that hammer. Shaletta.
Dave, knowing me fairly well. How many seconds would those two have been in here before I would have thrown the ladder out?
Zero.
Okay,
now,
first of
all. You would not have allowed it to happen. But I will tell you, give me just a moment here, Sean.
Please. Yeah.
And talk for a while, because I want to have both people block.
Well, my favorite part of the entire experience, Mike was being as cautious as he could. You know, he had a couple nails he had to hammer, and he'd wait for a break. Things like that.
Very nice.
He'd also have to tell Shaletta, quiet, we're on the air. But also listening
very
in the
nice.
Background. To hearing Mike boss you around and you to accept it.
Oh, my God.
What was going
on? I missed
on in
that.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Shaletta, you got to be over here. Shaletta, you got to wrap this around here. Shaletta, you got to do it. You got to do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, please. Do we have any video of that?
I paid you not to bring that up. Did the check not clear? You were not supposed to share
Hold
that
Hold on
him.
A second. Let me
you
jump.
You were not supposed
Let
to share
me jump
that
in on
anybody but this guy.
Let me jump in on that part of the story because just before we came on air, you're like, I was here last week. I was putting up the tree and the lights, and not that one of you guys were here. And then David would say, I was here.
I'm the one whose photo you forgot to put on the tree.
I did.
Everyone
Dave's
else on CCO.
Picture's not on the tree?
Dave's picture is on the tree now, but I did forget. So what I did was I
Keep
came
talking.
In here.
Keep talking. I want to have another bite.
Okay. So I came in here on the weekend, and I was like, there's no holiday cheer. Like, ever since I've been here, 8 years I've been at this place, and every Christmas there's lights, there's a tree, and there was nothing. And somebody said, well, Mike Lynch is the one who did all this. So I said, well, let me call Mike Lynch out of retirement. He can come here, show me where the lights are, so next year I can do it by myself. So he met me up here, and we were working, and I felt like, you know, he couldn't leave, right, because I didn't know how to do it. So I do what he told me to do because I needed him. Now, next year, it might not go down like that. But this year, I needed his expertise.
Oh,
but he was treating me like my name was Stanley.
let me reach out to the people in my life who might give me a gift. Michelle, Hunter, Griffin, Quentin, Kathleen, anybody else, all I want is the video. All I want, and this is the next 3 years. I don't want a single gift. All I want is the video of Mike Lynch bossing Shaletta around.
Did I talk back? I did not talk back.
Oh, my God.
You were like an intern here.
Are you kidding me?
I was not kidding. Oh, Shaletta, get those lights. Give me that hammer. Get this letter. Put that tape up. Go around here. Where is it? There's not enough tension. The lights have to stay on the pole. Shaletta, put this tree over here. Move this. Move.
I could have flown out Thursday night if I would have known this was happening.
That's probably why Dave didn't complain about all the noise. He was enjoying it.
He wasn't enjoying it.
He was reveling in it.
Look at his face. He's so
still happy.
It was all the things I have no courage to do myself.
But it looks beautiful in here. Looks like the days of
old.
Does
look very nice.
I like it. And we must say that in order to make it a little more special, I upgraded the tree. I went to Michael's and got a new tree.
A white tree.
A white tree with a black angel on top. And then I took pictures of all of the hosts, and I made little ornaments, and all the producers and everybody. Yeah. I don't do like y'all and just do the daytime people. I did the weekend folks. I did the producers.
Okay, name some of the weekend people. Okay.
Steve, Lindsay, me, Denny. We're all up there.
How about all the other shows that we have?
I don't.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering if they... Because now if you ask me to name, how many shows could I name on Saturday?
It better be at least two.
You probably couldn't even name the noon to three show.
I have that one.
Steve Thompson is next.
I was going to say, I know whoever's filling in for Shaletta, noon to three. Then Steve Thompson.
Oh, I better start lining
then we have the Lindis show.
We do.
The Andy Lindis show.
We got Home and Garden.
Okay, I would have not known the Home and Garden show.
And then we got a money show.
Do we get the money show?
We got a money show.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still have a real estate show or is that the money show?
No, we got a real estate show.
We got a real estate show.
Still around.
See? Look at you. I'm so proud of you.
Is that it?
You did a good job.
We got other stuff.
Other stuff?
Denny does a little bit solo, I think, starting at 6 in the morning before
Susie's got a wine
talk with the Haskins.
That's Sunday.
Yeah,
that's Sunday.
So don't forget about Susie on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. We got Susie, depending upon the time change.
Yeah.
Because did you ever hear this story?
No.
She ended up screwing up. Was it daylight savings time?
Yeah, last spring. So when we were springing ahead.
So she showed up 2 hours late.
When she went back.
She thought we had fallen back.
Ah, okay.
Not good.
Okay, no. Not good at all.
Not good.
I can't talk because I fell asleep on the air. So I can't ever.
Which show was that you fell asleep on?
It was remember we used to play the Twilight Zone in the middle of the night? I worked the 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. shift back when the kids were severely autistic and I had to be at therapy all day and stuff. Yeah. I was working 8 p. to 4 a. so I could be at home during the day with the kids.
Yeah.
And so I was standing there and I purposely did not have a chair because I knew I would fall asleep. And then, you know, there was one segment, it was like 18 minutes long. And I was like, you know what? Denny Matuzak was like, that's a great couch in there. It's a green room. And you can go in there and take you a quick cat nap. And I'm like, that's a great idea.
Did you set the alarm?
So I didn't because I didn't think I was going to be asleep that long. When I woke up, the sun was up. And people were standing over me like Steve Simpson and like two or three other people were just standing down looking at me. I was like, did I fall asleep? Sleep? Oh my God. And so
how long were you asleep?
Probably about 4 hours. So the station was just nothing happened.
Yeah. People are very passionate about some of our late night shows.
Very passionate. I found that out. Yeah. Yeah. When I got back in the studio, the phone was lit up like we were giving away a car.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You look good.
Well, you know, somebody else said that. My friend Kevin Berger said, look at him, over here. Mm-hmm. So my friend Kevin Berger said,
Maybe it's time to advance our friendship.
You know, no, it's not. It is absolutely not.
Come on.
I think we need to go back. My friend Kevin Berger was like, Shaletta,
first time Shaletta has ever said, we need to go back.
Go back to the days when I was your producer doing a really good job
booking your guest.
So yeah. She was saying, I think you look great. Thank you. I have lost a few pounds. I'm not getting the shot. I'm just hungry. Have you thought about the shot? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
If they would pay you here to advertise the shot, would you do it?
Come on, it's me.
Of course you would. If it was just Fred around the corner.
No. Yeah. But you know, you have to have all these stipulations and stuff. And if the insurance provider won't pay for it, it's like $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
And for $1,300 a month, I can just be a little bit more hungry and drink more water, eat crackers and air.
Listen,
swallow air.
Michelle does not have to know that we're seeing each other behind the scenes.
Get him. Get him. I lost 4 ounces. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I lost 4 ounces.
You see me kind of winking at you?
I see him. I'm not even. That's why Sean was on me. You got to see this video. So
okay,
I crashed.
I'm gonna look.
I crashed. So Sean's in this group called the Monitors. It's a group of black men throughout the state, and their job is to kind of monitor the community. They've been around since the 60s, and he's been in the group for like 3 years. Dave, look, I sent you the video too. Look on your phone.
Yes.
So he's been in a group for about 3 years, and every year they have a Christmas party, and it's for the guys and their wives. Right. And so since I'm not a wife anymore, legally,
shockingly,
I guess technically,
shockingly,
I'm not...
it starts all with you. All I've seen so far is you dancing. Okay.
Technically, I don't know if I'm supposed to be there.
Oh, there's
Sean. So, oh, yeah. Look at him. Oh, see, I'm backing it up on him. And so so he came. He dropped off the kids because he has the kids on weekends. Ooh. And then he said, I'm going over to the Monitors party. And he was looking so cute. He had his little red vest on, his little red hat, little
bow tie.
Red bow tie and the pocket square. And so I was like, as soon as he leaves, I'm going to get in the Uber, and I'm going to this damn party.
Yeah.
So I called my mama. She virtually babysat the kids. I shaved under my arms. I put some makeup on.
Yeah.
I put a dress on.
Yeah.
And I got in the Uber, and I went to Golden Valley to the country club for this party.
GVCC.
Yes, GVCC.
Oh. Where I grew up catting.
Okay. All right. So I get there, and it's like the whole room exploded. Everybody's like, oh, it's on. What's going on?
Well, what'd they say when you were backing up?
Oh, they were like, oh, somebody's going to get pregnant. So yeah. So the next
Why
morning.
Why not have another child?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
No,
one more.
No.
Chad Jr.
Oh, but father. We name our kids in alphabetical order. Your time has passed. Your time has passed.
Yeah.
So we had a great time. I don't know if he was happy about it at first, but 3 drinks later, as you can see,
oh yeah,
he was all into it. He was all into it, Dave. Did you see him? He was like,
I
hey.
Did see that. Sounds like sky rockets in flight. Late evening delight. Yeah.
So the kids the next morning was like, Daddy, what are you doing in mommy's bed? I'm like, hey, mind your business.
Yeah.
Go back in your room.
So are we getting back married?
No.
Marriage point two.
He said no.
Yeah.
He said
so
no.
So are you willing to marry him right now?
No, I'm not.
No.
No.
Just benefits.
Yes. Because I got snow on the roof.
Yeah.
That's the benefit. I mean, I'm 53. That is not a benefit. The benefit is the light bulbs are out in the boys' room.
Okay, so
I got
in other
some
words,
curtains that need to be hung up.
Let's just get to it. She seduced him so he would come back.
Baby, let me tell you what I got.
And get stuff done.
Roof rake.
Around the house.
I got the roof rake. I got the window seal. I got a brand new electric snowblower. I got baby.
Oh, man,
that's
you're
benefits.
My hero.
That's benefits right there.
You are my hero. Oh my god. Okay, now we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about something very serious.
Oh, very serious.
Very serious.
Okay.
Including tying this to all the fraud stuff that's going on. So not kidding. Fun with Shaletta. We love her. Shaletta will be on tomorrow. Are you on tomorrow?
I am.
Noon to 3. What would you like me to discuss, young man?
The best possible way somebody could get insured, Chad.
The best possible way is TeamShoal.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. What do you get then? You get Amber Scholl. You don't get Amber only. You get Amber and her team. Quite a few people. Amber is running an office where I have been a customer for 35 years. Now, Amber is younger than me. She's smarter than me. She knows this business inside and out. She's been with the office for 15 years, and she's been running for a number of years. She's with American Family. So when you're thinking about your car, your home, maybe get a snowmobile, maybe get a boat, maybe got a little bit of real estate, you need insurance for all of these things. And it's expensive. And I'm not suggesting if you go to Amber, it's free. Mm-mm. It's not. But it's comprehensive, it's thorough, and I bet for a lot of you, it will be cheaper, and it will be more comprehensive, and it's simple. Just find out. Maybe in the end, you'll stay with who you have, and you'll feel better about that. TeamShoal.com. Reach out today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay, we got fraud everywhere. I want you to tell me what's going on here.
I almost got caught up in the $18 billion autism services fraud scam.
Really?
I mean, like, Dave, I was right there. So probably around August, end of July, 1st of August, I got a call from a guy who runs an autism service center.
Yeah.
I don't know him. He just said, hey, I was referred to you. I heard you got this marketing company and you're really good at getting a lot of people through the door. You micro-target families who have kids with autism. You're a trusted messenger. And our census is low and we need to get more families signed up for our autism service.
Sounds perfect,
sounds
right?
Sounds perfect.
I mean, and you're a mom, and he doesn't know. Mom of three kids,
yes,
who are autistic. I'm the father of one child.
Yes.
So you're always looking for help
and
checking.
And connecting people. And, yep. And so I was like, okay, that sounds good. I've done this kind of thing before. Y'all having an open house. I'll do some book giveaways. We'll get some families there. They can take tours.
All and, your newsletter yeah, stuff, awareness.
Yeah, awareness for parents. And so I said, but before we do this, I have to come and see your center.
Yes.
Because the name of my company is called Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. It's not called We Makes Me Laugh.
Yeah, right.
I'm trading on my name, and yep, my reputation is
this
so
is
important
your credibility.
To me. These families trust me, and if I co-sign for you, they're going to believe that you are a good person, you can be trusted, they can drop their kids off, and they are going to have the same success with their kids that I have with mine. So I got to come and make sure you're good. Oh, we're moving to Bloomington in September. If you could just run these commercials, give us a couple of podcast interviews, we'll send you the graphic. Here's a graphic and here's a newsletter, and we want you to link to our site. I said, that's not how I work, man.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to take your money. When you move to Bloomington in September, I'll come over there,
yes,
and I'll look at your center, and when I see everything is good and I know that you will be good to these parents, then I can do your marketing. But I have to come over there and see your center. Okay, all right. So we'll call you back in September. So September the 2nd, I got calendar, like, invites,
yeah,
to prove that this is, I got emails, right, I got receipts. September 2nd, hey, how you doing? I'm good, how you doing? You ready to do some business? I'm always, you know me, I'm always ready to do business. Let's
go. And you're very good, as I've found out many, many times, remembering we're doing this. At 9 o'clock, I'll be there. 9 o'clock, whatever. The only thing you show up late for is this appearance.
This.
But on these serious matters, you
when
are locked
money
in.
Involved, right?
Yeah.
And I can fill a room like nobody's business, right?
Yes.
So
I've witnessed
So we're talking, and he says, So let's do this." And they trying to spoon feed me stuff on a virtual call. I said, "Sir, same rules apply. I have to come and see the new center. I'm not going to tell one parent to bring their kid to you, but I need to get more people here. I've got to have, because my census is low. I'm trying to keep my, okay, I'm sorry that you have an emergency, but unless I can walk through the door and see people providing a service, I can't advertise for you."
Yeah.
So, needless to say, we never talked again.
They vanish.
Here come the fraud.
Yep.
Here comes the fraud. So, you know me, I called them.
Yeah.
I called them this morning.
I love it.
And I said, "Hey, Michael, what's going on?" "Oh, who's this?" I said, "You got caller ID. It says Shaletta Brundage." Mm-hmm. "It's Shaletta Brundage."
Yeah.
"How's
remember
everything?"
"Our conversation."
"Yeah, remember our conversation when you tried to get me over there? Michael, are you involved in this?" "I'm out of the country. I'll connect with you in January when I get back."
Okay.
And he hung up.
Because most people who are opening an autism center, you know what they do? They leave the country for 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Just drop your kids off there.
And so the new address where I was supposed to go and see him in Bloomington, because at the time this happened, none of this fraud stuff had come up. You know, it was just, I felt something.
This particular
part
of
the fraud.
Yeah,
this particular. Right. Mm-hmm. So something, but just something was off, you know. And so when I looked it up and I put the address in, for this autism center that he moved to in Bloomington.
Yep.
It's right across from a dump. It's a warehouse.
Yep.
And it's in the back, and there's a field. It's just, it looks like somewhere that people would, you know, do drop ship. It's not a place for kids with autism. And I thought, my God, suppose Chad, I had taken these people's money.
Right.
And I had just started
running. Let's say it's a super busy day.
Yeah, it's a super busy day. Right. I'm not paying attention.
He finds somebody else who you respect and you follow up.
Or I just go by the website because the website looks amazing. There's white people on the website.
Yeah.
They look happy. The kids look healthy.
Yeah.
If I had just gone by the website. Because at the time, there was nothing. When you Googled their names, there was nothing at that moment that came up as shady.
Well, this is such a reminder because we talked extensively about it yesterday. We talked about it early in the show. We're about to have Rochelle Olson on to talk about it. Chris Maddow's running for governor. We'll talk about it again. So this show constantly is talking about it. The part that we cannot forget, because we talk about Walz' responsibility, we talk about the criminals, look at how they've stolen the money. During COVID, taking money intended for children
to child eat, victims.
Okay? Then housing stabilization services. Where people are looking to try to find a place.
For their family.
For their families. Then, two more. The group that Joe Thompson announced yesterday about trying to find places for individuals with disabilities to live, provide them services. Mm. They provided them no services.
Zero.
And they were charging them to stay there when it's a state program. And then, of course, what
the
resonates
autism.
Most with it. Autism.
The autism.
So never forget that when we're getting so mad at the governor's responsibility, which I have not shied from in any way, or calling out, most importantly, the criminals. Remember who is being conned, who is losing out. Kids, food.
Special needs kids. Okay.
People looking for a place to live. It's just grotesque.
Okay, so you know I'm solution-oriented. And I don't know if you know this, but I just started a nonprofit, ShalettaMakesADifference.org.
I believe you sent that to me.
I told you, go donate.
I will.
Send it to him.
I promise.
I sent it to him, Dave. I just said, go donate. ShalettaMakesADifference.org. I just started the nonprofit like 2 days ago, literally.
I like it.
And so what I'm going to do, my first for the nonprofit, January 2nd, 10 to noon, Autism Resource Fair at the Coliseum in Minneapolis on East Lake Street from 10 to noon. You come there. There will only be autism centers there that I have worked with that I trust. If there are any parents out there whose kids were scammed, you lost out on early intervention services, you need to figure out where to go and who you can trust. Come there. It is going to be Friday, January 2nd from 10 to noon at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis.
That's a lot of work information, you're doing, too.
I know it's a lot of work, but who else is going to do it? We can't count on Walz. We can't count on Flanagan. We can't count on – these people are in Washington. They're doing Washington stuff. We have to take care of each other. We are all we've got. The president is asleep at the wheel. He cussing folks out on live TV, and he got a gold card. These families, these children, Chad, and I know you got to go, but these children have lost out on two or 3 years of early intervention services. You know how crucial that is. These parents don't know where to go. They need somebody they can trust. So if I can't, if I don't do it, who's going to do it?
I want the folks who will text us afterwards or during and say they're so mad at Shaletta and they don't trust Shaletta and, oh, she's bringing race in here when it doesn't matter. I want you to remember that, first of all, she's a capitalist, okay? But she's doing this and so many other causes to help out families when they don't have the contacts like she does, when they don't have the connections, when they bring people together, and you deserve endless amount of praise for something like this. And it means the world to me because of Quentin. So I love you, and thank you so much for doing that.
All right.
Tell people again how they can donate.
They can go to ShalettaMakesADifference.org. That's where you can go. And we are having an Autism Resource Fair Friday, January 2nd from 10 to noon at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Any family who has been scammed and you want to figure out where to get services for your kids, we will have trusted folks there for you to talk to.
Rochelle Olson is next. Don't forget Shaletta on tomorrow at noon here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.